No, the fireplace you mean.
Uh-huh.
Chimenea.
What about the English word?
The fireplace or a mantle.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is the mantle?
The mantle, I believe, is what goes on top of the
uh-huh.
fireplace.
The thing that you set things on?
Yes. Uh-huh.
There's a part on the floor on the fireplace, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's made of bricks or
yes,
rocks.
Uh-huh.
It comes
mm-hmm.
out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
No, I have no idea. What it's called.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard it called hearth or hearth?
Oh yeah, the hearth, that's right. H-E-A-R-T-H, that's right, the hearth. Uh-huh.
Is that what you would probably call
yes,
it?
Yes, uh-huh, I would call it that. Well, I couldn't think of it
uh-huh.
at the moment.
Well, if you never had a fire. What about the things that you would lay the wood across on inside the fireplace?
Oh yes, the I know it has something to do with iron.
Do you
hear?
Andirons?
Yeah, andirons.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And see if at night you could take a big piece of wood and set that toward the back of the fireplace, and maybe it'd burn all night long. Do you have a name for that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe if you mention it, I would remember.
A back stick or back log?
A back log. No, I've heard of logs, but not
uh-huh.
a back log. Being that I never had a fireplace,
uh-huh.
I'm not able to tell you much about that.
Well, ask you some of these things anyway. If,
mm-hmm.
You know, tell me if you've heard of them or if you've used the
mm-hmm.
words. If you were going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use?
Driftwood,
mm-hmm.
or chips, or
mm-hmm.
Dry wood.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of kindling or lighter?
Yes, uh-huh. Kindling, lighter fluid.
Uh-huh.
Yes, uh-huh.
What is kindling?
Kindling, I believe, is those dry chips
mm-hmm.
or pieces of bark or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Just small
That's
pieces.
What it, yes, uh huh.
Mm-hmm. And the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Soot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have to shovel out of the fireplace.
Ashes.
And talk about things that you have in a house. The thing that I'm sitting in is called a
chair.
What about something that longer that two or three people can sit on?
A sofa.
Uh huh. Any other names for that?
A divan.
Is that the
divan?
Same?
A sofa or couch.
Uh huh. Is that all the same thing?
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
Which would it be called in Spanish?
Sofá.
Uh-huh.
Divan. Confidente. Confidente.
Is that the same thing?
Yes. Some people call it that.
Uh-huh. What sort of things would you have in your bedroom to keep your clothes in?
A closet.
Mm-hmm. Is that built in?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What about something like that that's not built in?
A wardrobe or yes, it's called a wardrobe. It's a piece of furniture that with doors that you can either hang your clothes there, fold
mm-hmm.
them up and put them in drawers, or now what else?
What about something just with drawers in it?
A chiffonier or a
mm-hmm.
Chest of drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Or
what does a chiffonier look like?
It's just a...